Hello again and welcome to the program. We're here with a little strength for today and hope for tomorrow. Jesus said in John 14:3, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus said, I will come again. Then as we close out the entire Bible in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12, he said, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. And then finally in verse 20, he said, he that testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Now, he said, I come quickly. It's been 2,000 years. Well, we have to look at this in its context, and as he said in Matthew 24, when these things begin to happen, and the context of what he's talking about here in the book of Revelation, we see that there's a lot of things that were happening one after the other after the other. And back in Matthew 24, it's actually referred to as birth pangs, when a woman realizes that she's having these contractions every few minutes. She better get to the hospital. She's going to have a child. And Jesus says, when these things are happening one after another, let me just list a few. He said there'd be deception. He said, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. It's interesting. There's wars in 64 countries this morning. The word rumors means reports. 2,000 years ago, they might have heard about it 6 months later. If there's a war breaks out this afternoon somewhere, you're going to hear about it in the evening news tonight. You're going to get the reports. The Bible says there'll be famines and diseases. Diseases? Do we have a pandemic right now? Yeah, we do. Earthquakes. Love of many shall wax cold. As far as the world is concerned, it would be anarchy. As far as the churches are concerned, it would be apostasy. As far as the remnant is concerned, the danger is apathy. Bible says that violence would fill the earth. The Bible also says when Jesus comes back, every eye will see him. That wasn't possible until we had the World Wide Web. Knowledge will be on the increase. Look at the technology today. Sodomites would fill the land. Have you read the news lately? When they say peace and safety, well, that's all people talk about today. Then the regathering of Israel in the land, and the fact is, the Bible says that the fact is that Israel will be hated. And they're getting to be hated more and more. You watch the news and you can see, oh, what a terrible thing they're doing to Palestine. While the Palestinians shoot 4,000 rockets into Israel, you don't hear anything about that. Anyway, it's all going to happen. And following the rapture, there's going to be a one-world government. There's going to be a one-world church. All of these things, when these things happen, one after the other, Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. So here's a positive note. If you know the Lord as your Savior, marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing, wonderful word of the King. Jesus is coming again. When these things begin to happen, Jesus said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh.